Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
When it comes to hot cross buns, Waitrose haven't just gone Eastery. We've gone extra Eastery. Like swapping out raisins for extra indulgent Belgian chocolate chunks, or making hot cross buns huge and Italian to create an apple and cinnamon hot cross bunnettone. Oh, is that for me? So go on, it's Easter. Make it good. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected stores, subject to availability. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and concessions.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, raw materials needed to keep the steel plant at Scunthorpe open will be delivered later. Staff and officials have been facing a race against time to get coking coal and iron ore to the site in Scunthorpe's blast furnaces. Downing Street says work is ongoing to get a steady pipeline of materials. Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner insists the state was right to step in and take control of the site at the weekend.
We're confident that we've got the raw materials and these furnaces will continue to be fired. And that was really important for the future of British Steel. Yes, there's more that we need to do over the next coming months and years, but this was a crucial step forward for British Steel in the UK.
Bin collection strikes in Birmingham are set to carry on after refuge workers rejected a pay offer. Hundreds have been taking part in an indefinite walkout for more than a month. The council says it's made a fair and reasonable offer. US Vice President J.D. Vance says the Trump administration is working hard on a trade deal with the UK. Import tariffs of at least 10% remain in place. In an interview, Mr. Vance has said the UK has a reciprocal relationship with Washington, making it better placed than other European countries to reach a deal. The US Department of Education says it is freezing around $2 billion of funding to Harvard University. It says it's doing so because of Harvard's decision to fight moves to change governance and hiring policies. But officials at the elite college say the demands amount to government control. New figures show sales of Mother's Day gifts and gardening equipment helped drive an improved March for retailers. The British Retail Consortium says total sales were up by 1.1% year on year, but there were also signs of households cutting back on some spending because of rising household bills. In the city, the FTSE 100 will reopen later at 81.34. It closed up 170 yesterday. The pound buys $1.31 and a euro 15. A look at the weather, cloudy for most with rain in the east and southwest, sunny spells for Northern Ireland with highs of 16 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Right, time to get our Tuesday on. Lucy Coward here to help. Not doing it alone though, I have got all these super talents to assist.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
William Lloyd Webber's Invocation. The soloist was Skylar Kanga, and he and the City of London Sinfonia were directed by Richard Hickox. Before that, the Piano Guys, Stephen Sharp Nelson and John Schmidt, performed an arrangement of the song Bring Him Home from Les Miserables by Claude Michel Schoenberger. I do love a good musical. I do love sharing great music with you of a morning. So, happily, here we are. Early Breakfast on Classic FM, Tuesday, April the 15th. I'm Lucy Coward. A very warm welcome.
Thank you.
the second movement of Joseph Haydn's Symphony No. 100, Howard Shelley in charge of the Swiss Italian Orchestra. I enjoyed Dan Walker's chat about freezing Easter eggs during yesterday's Classic FM breakfast. You can also freeze sponge cakes, did you know, if you're of the notion of getting ahead when marking a celebration. Today from 6:30, it's happy birthday to a very special schnauzer on Dan Walker's Dog Walker. There are pirates on the school run, yes, there are. And two of the world's greatest film composers join proceedings in the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour from 9. I am particularly looking forward to that. So let's get the latest travel news next and go on a date with destiny.
Classic FM.
The following message is brought to you by Airbnb. It's true what they say. There's no place like home. My home is full of character and it's arty, which I think reflects my personality. And as you'd well expect, there's a grand piano taking center stage. But it's also a space where my kids can unwind and play. So you'll find a dress-up room, a music room, and plenty of outdoor space. It's a real family home and obviously we all love it. So I'm thinking another family might love it too if I hosted it on Airbnb. With all the travelling we do, hosting makes a lot of sense and it's easy to get started. Plus, I get to choose when and how long we host our home for, which is handy with my schedule. So, the next time you're away and your home is sitting empty, why not host it on Airbnb and earn a bit of extra money to spend on something special while you're travelling? Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.co.uk/host.
The following reading is brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Extreme Metaphors, J.G. Ballard, page 37. Before going to China with my parents, I spent 6 months in Canada. I went to Detroit, Buffalo, the Niagara Falls. What's more, the Shanghai I knew was entirely within the sphere of American influence. The cars, the merchandise, Coca-Cola, air conditioning, the radio stations, the comics, the lifestyle, it was all American. Today, I'd much like to go to the United States, but up to now, I haven't had the opportunity. You know I've had to bring up my 3 children, and that doesn't make traveling easy. And the America that interests me is that reflected to us in the mass media. The America of cinema, of television, of magazines, of publicity.
Coca-Cola. Classic.
The way you eat a cream egg says everything about you. If you eat yours in small nibbles, that means you're real deep. You can sense when someone's about to text you.
Huh.
Your dreams mean stuff. You keep all your birthday cards in a little box. And your happy cry at anything heartwarming. Search Cream Egg Test to find out who you really are. Cadbury Cream Egg. How do you eat yours?
Lotto's big Easter bank holiday jackpot isn't just any jackpot. It's big. Like, big, big. Like, big! Sorry. £15 million must be won this Saturday. Lotto from the National Lottery. Play on app. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest travel news. Next.
When I'm wearing Tenor Silhouette underwear, bladder weakness is the last thing on my mind. The new Body Close Fit design gives me the confidence to live my life the way I want to. With up to 100% Tenor Triple Protection against odour, leaks and moisture, they feel just like underwear. You can't even tell I'm wearing them. Try new Tenor Silhouette, Product of the Year 2025. Now even more discreet. Voted Bladder Weakness Product of the Year by Kantar. Survey of 8,000 people. Always speak to your GP.
Classic FM Travel.
In Cheshire, there are delays on the M6 southbound to Junction 20A Lym Interchange because a van has overturned. In Bedfordshire, it's very slow on the M1 southbound to just after Junction 11A Dunstable because of an accident. In Essex, there's only one lane open on the A13 westbound between Orsett and Tilbury following an accident, and there are queues on the approach. In Surrey, in Bagshot, the A322 Bracknell Road is closed northbound at the London Road Junction because emergency repair works are taking place after a lorry was on fire earlier. In Wiltshire, the A303 Mere Bypass is closed both ways because of an accident. And on the trains, southern and southeastern services on the Hastings line are disrupted because of a power problem.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
The overture to La Forza del Destino by Verdi, performed by Emma Johnson and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra in that arrangement for clarinet and orchestra. The conductor was Julian Reynolds on Classic FM. Thomas Newman in charge of a studio orchestra as they played his own theme to Road to Perdition. And with that, we've packed our backpacks and begun on the road through Tuesday. I hope it brings a multitude of enjoyment, perhaps a little adventure. I'm Lucy Coward. I'll see you back here tomorrow morning from 4 for early breakfast. Now it's Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Lucy. Here we are then. Tuesday is upon us. Good morning and welcome to Classic FM Breakfast. I have a magical morning of music lined up for you.
Classic FM Breakfast
with Dan Walker.
Classic FM Breakfast.
With HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Enjoy immersive learning with their science and education programme.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
What a lovely way to start the day. Helen Grimaud with Chopin's Berceuse in D-flat. And before that, the Chinese dance from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker. That was the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. Simon Rattle was conducting. And that is how your Tuesday sounds on Classic FM Breakfast. Dan Walker with you until 10, hoping to spread the musical cheer over the next few hours. As ever, I would love to hear from you. The easiest way is 61812, and the text comes right through to the Classic FM studio. Let me know how Tuesday is looking in your house, and I shall reward you with some beautiful music, just like this.
Thank you. Music for spring.
This is Classic FM.
The City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra with Eric Coates' Springtime Suite. Justin Wilkins was our conductor there. And we also had the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra with Dvorak's Slavonic Dance in E minor. Bournemouth and Birmingham, bringing all the B's together this morning. The time is 13 minutes to 7, and I dedicated that piece of music to Claire, Jim, Jess and Henry. They've got in contact on 61812. They say they're enjoying listening to the wonderful music on Classic FM this morning. They're on a road trip from Cheshire to Devon. A bit of a trek, that, isn't it? We are going to stay at a farm B&B, which is run by the lovely Janet and Ed. We will be listening all the way. Well, thank you for making us your travel companions. I hope you have a lovely day. Shall we say hello to today's dog walker? We wave a very fond welcome to Sue in Chippenham. Please, could you say hello to Nancy, says Sue, the miniature schnauzer, who is 3 years old today. Happy birthday, Nancy. We always listen to your dog of the day. Also, could you give a shout out to the Cinnamon Trust? They are a very special charity who look after people and their pets. I volunteer for them. Sue, Nancy and the Cinnamon Trust crew. You're all in the club. Thank you. The first movement of Mozart's Symphony No. 40. That was the Scottish Chamber Orchestra just before 7 o'clock on Classic FM. And that was my dog walker, Sue, and her four-legged friend, Nancy, who is three today. And if you'd like to join Sue and Nancy in the dog walking club, just send me a message on 61812. And you can also ping an email via classicfm.com. And we do it every single day of the working week just before 7 o'clock. Renata is on her bike in her garage looking out on the Gloucestershire hills this morning. She's listening to Classic FM. And she says, we are setting her up for the day ahead. Well, if you're venturing out, Dom's got your news and weather in just a few minutes, and then we'll find out who the new Albus Dumbledore will be in the remake of Harry Potter.
Classic FM Breakfast with HX.
Sail on hybrid-powered ships in Alaska.
It was an Easter tradition that started when we were kids. Mum and Dad hiding eggs in our garden. And when me and my brother had children of our own, it continued, even when Dad was no longer with us. This year will be no different. Mum watching her grandchildren hunt for eggs in the same garden. Because thanks to Home Instead, she's still in the family home, creating new memories. Find out more at homeinstead.co.uk. Award-winning home care you can trust.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £34 million.
Now that calls for a dance.
Do I have to?
You can limbo. That's it.
With these moves, I might just hit the jackpot.
Very good.
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
This is the sound of a forehand shot. And this is the sound of a backhand shot. Hear the difference? Thankfully, some things are obvious, like choosing Interactive Investor for your personal pension. As a Which-recommended SIP provider, with a low flat fee, and now £250 cash back when you sign up, the choice is obvious.
Advantage Wendy!
Search Interactive Investor Personal Pension. New SIP customers only. SIP values can fluctuate, and you could get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply. Minimum £10,000 investment. Offer ends 30th of April.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25, and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief.
Buy the Galaxy S25 on 02 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
Fine & Country values the unique, the distinctive, the iconic. The features that make your home a true reflection of you. Grand, inviting spaces that inspire spontaneous get-togethers. Quiet, cozy corners that provide a calming daily retreat. Truly captivating vistas that make your everyday extraordinary. If you're looking to buy, sell, or let your home, start your property journey at fineandcountry.com. Fine & Country. Dare to be iconic.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
Multi-point inspection, tick. Full history check, tick. £750 deposit contribution, tick.
Every used SEAT is thoroughly checked by a trained technician. However, during the SEAT-approved used event, selected vehicles come with one more check. £750 towards your deposit at 11.4% APR representative. Offer ends 30th of April, so clock's ticking.
Tick, 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 tick.
Search SEAT used cars. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan on vehicles up to 3 years old. Participating retailers only. Indemnities may be required. T's and C's apply. SEAT Finance.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock, raw materials from the United States are expected to be delivered to the British steel plant in Scunthorpe later. Ministers passed an emergency law at the weekend to take control of the site from its Chinese owners. It's prompted calls for a review of investment by the country in British infrastructure. Luke de Pulford is from the Inter-Parliamentary Alliance on China.
The mask has slipped, and hopefully the government will now realise that this kind of investment from China is not benevolent. It's not the Chinese thinking, how can we help UK infrastructure? It has a strategic purpose, and those purposes are linked to the geopolitical aims of the Chinese Communist Party.
The US Vice President, J.D. Vance, says the United States is working very hard with the UK on negotiating a trade deal. Import tariffs of at least 10% remain in place. In an interview, Mr. Vance expressed optimism that both sides could come to a mutually beneficial agreement. The UK is hosting ministers from around the world today to try and restart the peace process in Sudan. The summit marks the two-year anniversary of the outbreak of civil war there. Foreign Secretary David Lammy says he's hopeful that the conference in London can find a pathway to peace. Birmingham City Council says its doors remain open for talks to try and settle a pay row with bin collection workers. Members of Unite have been taking part in an indefinite walkout since early last month. Yesterday, the union rejected a new offer, saying it was totally inadequate, but the council says it was fair and reasonable. And figures show retailers enjoyed some green shoots of consumer confidence in March. Gardening products and Mother's Day gifts helped to drive a 1.1% increase in sales on a year earlier. The British Retail Consortium says people remain cautious, though, about buying bigger items. In the city, the FTSE 100 will reopen later at 81.34. It closed up 170. Yesterday, the pound buys $1.31 and a euro 15. A look at the weather. Cloudy for most today, but rain in the east.